Book of John, chapter 20. John chapter 20, and we're going to read some scripture to you this morning that will bring back a familiar story, I'm sure, to your mind. These old stories and the Word of God that never grow old. And try to bring you a message this morning that usually, for me, is not a Sunday morning message. I don't know if you understand what I mean when I say that. We don't try to program anything as far as preaching goes. But normally, it seems the Lord would lead differently on Sunday morning than I'm going to preach this morning. And I'm going to preach to you a message this morning about a man in the Bible who's gained the reputation of Doubting Thomas. And that's what people call him nowadays. And most of the time when you hear the name Doubting Thomas come up, you know people referring to this man in this story. And go a little direction from it this morning that I hope might help you. Now let me remind you, I'm a preacher, and I hope you believe me when I say I'm up here trying my best to help you. I really am. I mean that. I'm not up here trying to get church members for this church. I'm not trying to get you in or get you out. I'm trying to help you with the Lord. And I believe if I can get you to see what I'm going to talk to you about this morning, most people can't see it. Most people can't see the importance of being in church regular. The average American has the idea of, if you want to go to church, that's fine. And if you don't, well, that's okay too. If you want to lay out now and then, it's okay. If you want to go regular, that's okay. Now, I want to try to help you this morning. And I don't want you to get mad. If you do, it's going to be your problem. Because I'm trying to help you. And I'm going to preach to you this morning on the subject, what happens when you miss church? What happens when you miss church? Look here at John chapter 20 and verse number 19. John chapter 20 and verse number 19. Then the same day at evening. See, the Lord done met with them one time that morning. What day is the first day of the week? That's Sunday. The Lord met with the disciples on Sunday morning. You hear me? I said, the Lord met with the disciples on Sunday morning. I said, the Lord met with the disciples on Sunday morning. Man said, I heard a man say the other day, somebody told me, I believe Brother Lord said, that man's church was in the woods. And what he meant was, that guy went out in the woods and went fishing and hunting for his church on Sunday. And he said, I can go out in the woods and I can fish and hunt. I can see God out there just as good as you can see God in there. Let me remind you something, friend. The Lord met with the disciples on Sunday morning. This is not just a vain tradition of man that we have meeting up here like this on Sunday morning. God meets with His people on Sunday morning in His house. That don't mean He can't meet with you any other day. That just means that is a established way of worship that God Himself began in the New Testament. Now look at here. John chapter 20, verse number 19. The same day at evening. We ain't talking about a Sunday morning service here. We are talking about a Sunday night service here. Of the evening. This ain't the Sunday morning service is done over. They're having a Sunday evening service, and Jesus met with the disciples. I wanted to preach on this evening, but I knew a bunch of you probably wouldn't be here in the Sunday night service, and you needed it so bad, I'll preach it this morning. Okay? I love you. Now listen, I love you, but it's wrong for you to stay out tonight. The Lord met with His people. You say, well, Brother Danny, just hush up Brother Danny stuff. The Lord met with His people on Sunday evening. Now you're trying to get, I'm trying to help you. You sit down in the dentist chair and he says, you that one's going to have to come out. Now don't tell me that, dentist. What do you want me to do, lie to you? That one's got to come out too. Now don't be nice to me. He is being nice to you. He's telling you the truth. You know what I'm doing this morning? I'm being nice to you. Americans have this weird idea about preachers. They have the idea that if a preacher speaks real smooth and talks like this, God bless you. The Lord is in His holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before Him. Amen. Amen. They think, now that's a nice preacher. And if a guy looks at him and says, you gotta straighten up! You're going to hell! The guy says, boy, I don't like him. He's mean. That's the guy that's your friend. The guy that's your friend's the guy that'll tell you the truth. You watch him slick, smooth-talking dude, son. All they want your money. I'm telling you, you got to watch out for that crowd. Now, I'm telling you this morning, if you want the Lord to bless you, you're going to have to get in church. You're going to have to quit this hit-and-miss stuff. You're going to have to quit this bobbling in and bobbling out. You're going to have to get in there. Somewhere you're going to have to make a decision as to what is most important to you. Look at this. The same day at the evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews. They was assembling together, meeting the Lord, had the doors shut because the Jews were going to kill them. Uh-oh. Came Jesus and stood in the midst and saith unto them, peace be unto you. Watch it now. And when he had so said, he showed them unto them his hands and his side. Look at this. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Hallelujah. If they hadn't been to church that night, they wouldn't have got to get glad and they wouldn't have got to see the Lord. Boy, what if they had laid out that night? My soul! Uh-oh, but one of them did. Look here. Verse number 21. Then said Jesus unto them again, peace be unto you. As my Father sent me, so send I you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and saith unto them, receive you the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sins you remit, they are remitted unto them. Whosoever sins you retain, they are retained. Uh-oh. But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. Thomas wasn't there that night, folks. He missed church that Sunday night. Verse 25, the other disciples therefore said unto him, we have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, except I shall see in his hand the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. And then, of course, you know he saw him later. I'm preaching to you for a few minutes on what happens when you miss church. This was a Sunday evening service. They were gathered together to worship the Lord. And sure enough, the Lord came and met with them. Boy, they got together that evening and they started saying, brethren, we have met to worship. You know, folks, there's just something about when God's people get together to worship God. There's something about it. There's something about it you can't find in anything else in this world. I believe in personal devotions. You know, when they built me that little prayer room up on the hill, I go up there sometimes and I can just pray and get along with God and read my Bible, and I enjoy getting by myself with just me and the Lord and having a time. But there's something different about coming together and going to church. There's something about meeting in church that you can't get or receive any other place or way in this world. You can't get it off television. You can't get it off radio. You can't get it off listening to tapes. You can't get it off reading books. There's just something about, you just get something when you meet together with God's people that you don't get if you don't. Now, I know what I'm talking about. I ain't as been along some preachers, but I've been in church 16 years, been preaching 15 years, and I've seen hundreds of people come and hundreds go. I've seen them stick, and I've seen them drop out, and I've seen them, and I'll guarantee you, you are on your way down when you start letting other things keep you from going to church. I'll guarantee you. I could write you a list of people on that piece of paper that long right now, and people that used to come to this church right here and really messed up when they let other things enter in and keep them from the house of God. Here they met with the Lord. Here the Lord met with them. And when the Lord met with them, it was wonderful. The Bible said the disciples were glad. We're glad. I like that word. I like that word. That's a good word. Glad. I noticed that when I first got saved. God began to show me some things. I was out in the hippie world before I got saved, and it was always like, cool man, like this is wild man, like we're going to have a good time. And everybody's always talking about kicks, and everybody's talking about having a ball, and everybody's talking about fun. But there's one word I didn't hear mentioned till I started going to church, and that was the word glad. And I'd hear church members get up and they'd say, I'm so glad. And I thought, boy, that's a word I ain't heard in a long time. I remember thinking that. And another old saint would get up and say, I'm so glad. And I thought, wow, man, the Lord gives us something in church that they don't have out in the world. We're glad. How long has it been since you've been glad? Oh, I'm just glad. You know, just glad, glad all over. Oh, I should have said that. That's from the rock and roll song I used to sing. You're just glad. You just get glad and gladder and gladder and gladder and gladder and gladder. You're just glad. See, when you're serving God, that ain't kicks. When you're serving God, that ain't necessarily just a thrill in the flesh. You get glad, brother. You get happy. The Bible said, were the disciples glad when they seen the Lord. Best times I've ever had in my life been in church just about. Boy, I tell you, there's nothing like it. When you get in a good spirit-filled service and the choir sings and God's man gets up and begins to preach and the Holy Ghost begins to move over the congregation and boy, it just grabs your heart and the next thing you know, He starts showing you the answer to your problems and next thing you know, things begin to come into focus and you say, well, I've been deceived and I've been blind. Your family problems start working out. Your job problems start working out. All of that comes from being together with God's people. I know there's a lot of them like Thomas this morning. They're AWOL. They're absent without leave. I can tell you people right now. A boy told me the other day, he said, I just got burnt out on churches. I said, why don't you go to church? He said, I got burnt out on churches. I went this, and there's so much stuff going on that I didn't agree with and much stuff. I said, yeah, I bet your flesh likes that decision too. Well, that old flesh is glad when you get burnt out on churches because it gets to lay in the bed and meditate on St. Mattress on Sunday morning and just lay there and toss and turn and you worship God just as good rolling around, you know. And then on Sunday night, you sit and watch I Love Lucifer and don't make your way out to the house of God and sit there and say, I can be just as good a Christian at home as I can at church. You are a nut. You're a nut. You can't do no such a thing. You wouldn't even heard this what you've heard this morning if you hadn't come to church. I guarantee you wouldn't hear nobody say you're a nut on TV. You say, well, what good's that do me? It does you a lot of good. It lets you look at yourself like God sees you instead of like you try to see yourself. Boy, I tell you, boy, people expect a preacher to believe every old cock and bull story in the world. I mean, you would believe the excuses people give us for not coming to church. And you just have to kind of shake your head and nod and go along with them, you know. And inside you're saying, well, you nut, you ain't telling me the truth. I know what you're doing. I know you're wanting to lay out. Some of you know what it means and some of you don't. But I tell you what it means, what happens when you miss church. Let me say, first of all, this morning, the effect it has on you when you miss church. Now, get this good. Get real good. Listen on purpose for the next 30 seconds. I am not talking about people who are not able to come to church. I am not talking about people who are sick in the bed, in the hospital, and can't even get up. Every time you start preaching on going to church, somebody say, yeah, but what if these people are sick? I ain't talking about people that has to miss. Thomas didn't have to be out of this service. He should have been there, but he wasn't. I ain't talking about being sick to come. I'm talking about not coming when you're able to come. You ain't never heard me get up and preach and say, why, them sorry people out there in the hospital, they ought to be ashamed of themselves. They ought to get out of them hospital beds and come down here. You ain't never heard me say that till just then. And I didn't mean it. You ain't never heard me get on the radio and say, you people out there down there in down in Winston-Salem. That's a Baptist hospital. Ought to be a shining. Get up out of that bed and go to the house of God. No, you don't hear me say that on the radio. I'm talking about people who know good and well where they ought to be. I'm talking about people that have good health. I'm talking about people that's got a car sitting in the driveway and food in their bellies, and not one reason in the world to stay out of church. McDowell County's full of them this morning. Thousands and thousands of people that say, I'm saved, but I'm just not interested in going to church because something happened that they didn't like, or somebody said something they didn't understand, or somebody hurt their feelings. Listen, folks, you can't come and listen to me preach for 2 months without me saying something that's going to rub you wrong. You can't do it. If you can, you ain't listening or I ain't preaching. Amen? Brother, something's going to get you. Something's going to cross you. Something's going to rub you wrong. You just as well make up your mind that this is God's house. This is where God wants you. And come hell or high water, you're going to be in the house of God and worship the Lord at the appointed time. If I quit going to church every time I got my feelings hurt, I wouldn't last one day. I hear stuff all the time people say about me. You think I'm any better than you are? You any better than I am? Does that give me a right to quit? What if I said, they're talking about me. They're talking about me. I ain't never going to preach again. That wouldn't be doing the Lord right, would it? That wouldn't be doing my job. That'd be letting the devil have the victory. That'd be just what the devil wants me to do. I'm telling you this morning, boy, this old boy missed that Sunday night service and he missed it. So I won't say what he missed. You know the effect it has on you? I'm going to tell you what missing church does to you. The first thing you done is you missed the blessing. Always, every time you miss, that'll be the time when the blessing comes. I saw a bunch of you come in for the preaching service this morning, and some of you that should have been here for Sunday school. Did you hear me? I said, I saw some of you come in for the preaching service that should have been here for Sunday school, and you're a hypocrite if you just lay out. Okay. Now listen, God had something for you in Sunday school that you didn't get. Boy, it's getting quiet in here, Brother John. It's getting quiet in here. You know why it's getting quiet in here? Because I ain't preaching about the homosexuals. Yeah. And I ain't talking about all the drunks. I'm talking to you people sitting right in front of me that's got good health, and you can get up and go to work at 7 o'clock in the morning and be on that job and gallivant all over creation all week long. But when it comes time to worship God, you ain't got time to fool with it. I'm telling you, because I'm your friend, you better get your act together, man. You better get this thing right. You miss a blessing. Boy, have you ever missed church? I have. No, I've missed very, very, very few services since I've been saved. I've missed 3 Sunday services since I've been saved in 16 years. And I felt like a dog every time. One time was legitimate. The other two were not. Way back when I first got saved, I felt terrible. I tell you, boy, something inside me was saying, this ain't right. This ain't right. I ought to be in church. You know what? I'm scared. I'm scared to let the devil get a foothold in my life. I'm scared of what I'm always worried about what I'll miss, ain't you? I thought, I'm like that old black guy that went every service they ever had. And somebody said, man, why do you always go? He said, who knows, but the blessing may come. And I don't want to miss it. Amen? Who knows, boy, that might be the time when the glory falls. That might be the time when God intervenes in your life. That might be the time when you get the answer to what you've been praying about and needing, and you miss it. Thomas missed the Lord when he wasn't at church on Sunday evening. You say, now, Brother Danny, there's times when things... I know there's times. Just not long ago, recently, I was having some problems and had to miss a church service, or I did miss a church service a few Wednesday nights ago, and I was supposed to have been going to the camp and couldn't get there in time. And boy, did I ever feel like a dog. And that old demon hits me that hits you. Well, I can just pray since I ain't got time to make it and I'm late. I can just pray here. That same demon ever talked to you? I can't figure people out that can lie in church and it not bother them. I can't figure it out. Boy, there's something wrong with your conscience somewhere, man. There's something wrong. Boy, I have done quit preaching and gone to meddling. I see some of you going. Some of you look like you eat pickles before you come this morning. Chased it down with lemon juice. Some of you look like, ooh, I'm dreading the rest of this. Some of you look like, well, what good is a doctor if he don't give, do you know that medicine that'll help you don't taste good? Did you know if it tastes good, usually it ain't good for you? Did you know if I got up here and I just said a bunch of stuff you like, made you feel good, you'd say, all right, Danny's a good preacher, and it rots you inside? But boy, when I get up here and I give you a dose of castor oil, and I say, you need to be in church! You need to be in church! One of these days you'll thank me when we get to the judgment of God. You'll come up and say, thank you, preacher. Thank you. You should have hit me harder. You should have come back here and slapped me. You should have come back here and grabbed me. I can't do that now, but remember, you'll be telling me I should have done that one of these days. So thank me now for telling you, you should be in church. You should be in church. One of these days, the mountains won't mean that much. One of these days, the water won't mean that much. One of these days, the picnic won't mean that much. One of these days, when we get to heaven, what will matter is, did we honor God? Amen. And put Him first in our lives. Well, it ain't that important. I know some people that go to church every Sunday. Yeah, I do too. I know these people that go to church right here in Marion every Sunday. It's a crooked, they fell in a barrel of fish hooks. They wouldn't get stuck all the way down. They screw their socks on in the morning. But that don't give you a reason to lay out. Nor does it me. Boy, he missed the blessing. Can you imagine? The disciples, here they come in. Here they come all in, and they come in a big crowd, and there sits Thomas. And there he sits, and he's depressed. Wonder why he's depressed. Anybody figure out why he's depressed? He's just sitting there. Here comes the disciples in. Woo! Glory to God! Hey, Thomas, you ain't gonna believe what a service we had. Man, he says, What? What was it? Boy, you wouldn't believe it. Jesus come. He's alive. The Lord's out. Woo! The fire fell, man. I ain't never been in nothing in my life like it. Thomas said, aw. What was it? He missed the blessing. Boy, have you ever missed a revival or something like that? And then somebody calls you the next day, or then something, boy, you wouldn't believe it. Glory to God, the fire fell. God was there. The Lord blessed. Man, and you just feel, ugh, I could kill myself for not going. Why wasn't I there? So and so got saved. We've been praying for him for a year. Well, I thought he was going to be dead again today. I thought, yeah, that'll be the time you'll miss the blessing. That'll be the time you'll miss the blessing. I ain't talking about when you're sick. I ain't talking about when things come up. I ain't talking about when you have things that pull you away. And some of you do have obligations and maybe even jobs where you have to be away. And I understand that. And God understands that. But boy, when you're able and when you can, my, how important it is to be in the service. Boy, Thomas, the fire fell. Thomas, you wouldn't believe it. Woo! Glory to God! Hallelujah! Thomas, you wouldn't believe it. Jesus come walking right in there. And he talked to me, and I talked to him, and Thomas said, really? And they said, yeah. And they said, Thomas, you should have been. He said, I'll get the tape. And they said, now Thomas, don't go talking like that. Tapes ain't even invented yet. You know you can't get no tape. He said, well, you never know what they can do these days. They're liable to be out with them in the next, pretty soon. Might done had that thing on tape. Well, no, Thomas, you can't get no tape. And besides, if you did, it ain't right being there. Amen. 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 I kind of wish somebody hadn't invented tape sometime. Don't you? I know a lot of people lay out of church because they know they can get the tape. I hope your tape player blows up. Hope it eats every tape you put in there. If you, I'll just stay at home, I'll get... Oh, we know what you mean, right? You want everybody else to pray the fire down, give the offering, pay the evangelist, put lights out in here, get off, and then you just soak up the blessings like a sponge, right? It ain't gonna work like that. You missed the blessing. I tell you, I've heard people talk about a good service, and I listened to the tape, and the tape ain't like being there. The tape ain't like being there. Oh, Thomas, you should have been there. He says, I was there in spirit. You ever heard anybody say that? Where was you, Thomas? I was there. Well, I sure didn't see you. I was there in spirit. My taters needed hoeing, but I was there in spirit. Oh, I hate somebody tell me that. Well, bless you, Brother Danny, in your revival. I won't be able to make it this week, but I'll be with you in spirit. You know, it's hard to preach to spirits. It really is. There's no telling how many we have today. I bet we got 2,000. The choir's, ah, too much! It's hard to preach to them spirits. You don't know if they're there or not. It's like preaching on the radio, man. They might be listening, they might not. I was there in spirit. No, you wasn't. I didn't see you hiding or hire you. Well, but I was, you don't understand. Listen, Thomas, your spirit's okay. It's your body of yours you need to get in church on Sunday night. It's that flesh you need to get in there and be around the presence of Jesus. And I'm telling you, folks, we're not interested in you. Don't, listen, if you can't come next Sunday morning, don't send your spirit down here. I don't want ghosts floating around in here while I'm trying to preach. You bring your carcass in here, brother. Sit down here like anybody else and open that book and say, preach to me, preacher. Feed me from the Word of God. Amen. Listen, he missed seeing Jesus. He missed seeing Jesus. Notice the Lord didn't... The Lord didn't leave the disciples there and go over and make a special appearance to the one that laid out. Did he? You better think about that now. You better listen before you come at me with this stuff of, oh, well, I don't think it's that important. The Lord met with the disciples. And he didn't say, oh, I'm sorry, Thomas didn't come. I'm going to go over to his house and appear to him. He didn't fool with him. He said, if he don't love me enough to come over here and meet with the rest of you, he misses the blessing. He misses the appearing of the Lord. I'm telling you, boy, I want to be in church when God comes. You know what? When the Lord comes in here and we have a good shouting service and people getting saved and everything, the Lord don't look around and say, well, I want to see who all laid out tonight and I'll go over to their house and they'll start shouting, having a good time. No, it's here. If you want to get on it, be here. If you stay at home, you just miss it. You miss being in the presence of the Lord. I done knocked a shout out about some of you there just a few minutes ago. You ain't said a word since I started preaching on this. And I'll tell you why, because you're guilty. And buddy, you ain't above sin. And if you don't get it right, God can't bless you like He wants to bless you. And that's why I put it on my heart to preach this morning. To get you lined up. Not only that, he missed peace. The Lord, when he was there, said, peace be unto you. Thomas missed that. Buddy, I'd love for the Lord to look down on old Brother Danny and say, peace to you, Brother Danny. Boy, I want to meet up here with God's people. I'm scared to stand up here and preach because I know God's in this place right now. He's looking at you. He's looking at me. The Lord is in this place. The Lord is here. We've met to worship and honor Him. Thank God he missed peace. And then he missed gladness. And then he missed having his faith built up. You know who the doubter was, don't you? The one that missed the Sunday night service. He's the one that had the doubt. The other disciples were convinced. They were sure. They said, hallelujah. They said, glory to God. Amen. Who's the one that's doubting? One that missed church. Who's the one that said, I ain't going to believe until I see the nail prints in his hand and thrust in my hand into his side? The man that laid out of church, that's who. What does that mean, preacher? That means if you lay out of church, your faith gets weak. Your faith starts getting weaker and weaker, and the devil starts getting stronger and stronger. He missed the Great Commission. He missed the breath of the Holy Ghost. He missed the power that Jesus put on those disciples. Let me say in closing this morning, three things about what, when you miss church, what it does to other people. I've told you what it does to you. Now let me tell you what it does to the rest of the church. Number one, it does not support God's work. Me, as a Christian, I don't ever want to be guilty of not supporting God's work. You say, well, Brother Danny, I come about 2 Sundays a month. Would you keep a car that started 2 times out of 4? What if you had a car that started every other time? And the rest of the time you had to call an ambulance or a wrecker or somebody come and get you. Would you keep your refrigerator if it worked 6 days out of 10? And rotted everything you had the other four? I'm sorry, thank. Well, it says I'm faithful 6 days. No, you ain't faithful the other 4 days. I'm going to swap you off and get me a new refrigerator. Would you like it if your paper boy delivered the paper 3 days a week? You'd say, man, you're going to have to get somebody on that job that's faithful. And he says, well, I am faithful. I do it Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And say, what about the other four? Huh? And I'll tell you something else it does when you miss church. It discourages other people. Do you know why some churches are barely able to operate this morning? Buddy, people have started an epidemic. And when one starts doing it, another starts doing it, and another starts doing it, and they start just like flies following each other. And for the ones that's hanging in there trying to serve God, it's discouraging. It really is. And then, there's no telling. You say, oh, Brother Danny, I've been going to church 5 years now, and it ain't done me no good. You don't know what kind of a mess you'd be in if it wasn't for you going to the house of God. There's no telling. Some of you be in jail. Some of us probably be in hell right now. You better think about that. You better think about it. I know sometimes things come up for me. They ain't come up much for me. Thank God I ain't missed much by the help of the Lord. But, you know, I may be next. It may be sickness. It may be disease. I may have a heart attack, car wreck, no telling what. But by the help of the Lord, folks, I want to meet with God's people when they meet. Because who knows? That might be the time when God does what I need Him to do in my life. If Thomas would have been there. See, if a man told me not long ago, he said, I ain't going to church because he named a certain sin that he committed. It was fighting chickens, what it was. I said, you need to start coming to church. He said, I ain't going to go to church as long as I'm fighting my chickens. I said, why? He said, because it's wrong. I said, well, I know it's wrong. But you ought to go to church. Give God a chance to speak to you. Give Him a chance. Don't just shut the Lord off. Say, God, I'm going to go every time I can. He said, I ain't going to be no hypocrite. You ain't a hypocrite if you just go to church. A hypocrite is somebody that stands up and claims I'm this and I'm that, and then they're just a big fake. If you just come and sit here and listen and get what God's got for you, you just keep on doing that, boy. And the Lord will help you and get you out of that mess you're in. Let's bow our heads for prayer. Now I'm just going to let the chips fall where they were this morning. And I know I'm not going to give a lengthy invitation after this. You've got the message. Most of you are grown people and you know what you ought to do. And we're going to sing a couple of verses of some song this morning. And if the Holy Ghost of God put His finger on your heart and said, hey, maybe you need to get something straight with Him. Maybe you need to get your priorities straight. And the Lord will do something for you this morning. My, my, my. He said, well, don't make people. I ain't trying to make you go to church. I'm trying to cause you to see the importance of going to church. It's important. The service you miss might be the very one where God does a work in your life. The service you miss might be the very one where you would have had the key to the Lord moving and blessing. And because you laid out like Thomas did, it caused you to doubt. It hurt other people. And you know, that's something you're going to face God with. And I'm telling you because I'm your friend and love you. And I'd like to see a bunch of you really get in there. Really, we probably got 75 people here this morning that really need to get dedicated in there for God and His work. Dear Lord, do something for us this morning. Lord, we thank You that we've had health and strength to be able to come to church. And help us as long as we've got breath to breathe, legs to walk, and eyes to see, that we'll be in the house of the Lord, meeting and gathering with Your people. Receive strength and blessing and power. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's stand and sing this morning. What number you got, Brother John?
289.
Number 289. We'll sing, Don't Be Like Old Thomas.
Get in there all the way.
Hear the blessed Savior calling the oppressed.
Amen.
All ye heavy
laden, somebody else may need to come.
Come to me and rest.
Sing.
Come no longer tarry. I your load will bear.
Amen.
Bring me every burden. Bring me every care.
Everybody.
Come unto me. I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Hear me and be blessed. I am meek and lowly. Come and trust my mind. Come, my yoke is easy and my burden.
Well, you say, Brother Danny, I just don't like this church. Well, you need to find you one you do like and go to it. If you don't like none of them, go to one you don't like. Be in God's house. Maybe the problem's you. Maybe it doesn't matter what you like. Do what God said and He'll bless you for it. Be faithful. Be faithful. Be faithful. Be dependable and the Lord will bless you. Everybody in here can't sing. Everybody in here can't preach. Everybody in here can't play an instrument or write a song. Maybe give a beautiful testimony. But everybody in here can be faithful to the Lord. Every one of us. And there's no reason why we should. Amen. One more verse while we sing. If you need to come and pray, you come right now.
Have you by temptation often conquered been?
Amen.
Has the sense of weakness brought distress within?
Amen.
Christ will sanctify you if your claim is best. In the Holy Spirit He will give you rest.
Yes, sing.
Come unto me. I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Hear me and be blessed. I am meek and lowly. Come and trust my life. Come, my yoke is easy and my burden light.
All right. We'll stop right there. Thank the Lord for these that are praying. Now, maybe the Lord just sent you this message. First, I have no idea who it's to. Maybe there's somebody here that just needs to say, I'm going to make up my mind from this day on, I'm going to church. I don't want to miss a blessing when Jesus comes. Amen? All right. God bless you. Have a good afternoon. You're at liberty to go.